It's at our Morgan Mail Processing Facility. It's it's on 9th Avenue between 29th and 30th Streets, and it's about 7 to 9 stories tall.
And how did you put the roof together? What's it modeled from?
Well, our Vice President of Facilities, Mr. Tom Samra, got the idea when he took a trip to Bern, Switzerland, where he saw many green roofs.
Mm-hmm.
He explored this with his counterparts, and they came, and that's where the discussion began.
So what does the green roof consist of, and more importantly, what does it do for the building?
Well, it's live vegetation. It's almost like a park-like setting. It's very serene. It's an excellent area for our employees to go up and relax. What it does for us, though, it takes away the heat island effect. It actually helps cool and heat the building much better than the normal average roof. The other thing that it does for us is because of the vegetation, it helps prevent runoff. About 75% of our water runoff in the summer and about 30% in the winter.
And so can you describe, if you would, what this actually looks like? Are there benches or seating for employees, or, you know, how does this, and also if you could also tell us, was the building in existence already, and did there need to be a retrofit in order to put the whatever it is up there?
Okay. Well, the building was built in around 1933. So buildings built back in that time period were built that you would continue to add stories to it. So we started off with a very strong structure, and the roof was already strong enough to withhold the additional weight that's necessary with this roof. So the green roof features itself. It has 14 benches. It has an art wall made of Brazilian Ipe wood, which is certified sustainable by the Forest Steward Council. It requires no maintenance, sealing, or staining, this particular type of wood. And all the plants and vegetation are native to the region and comprise about 59% of the roof.
And so they stay green all year round, the plants?
There's a good portion of them that do, but in that northern climate, they tend, you know, to be winterized.
Well, you have some deciduous up there, too.
Absolutely.
Who rakes the leaves?
We have our maintenance folks able to handle that.
And so have you been able to measure, say, the heating bill of the building before and after this project?
Yeah, we're anticipating that it will save us about a little over $30,000 a year in heating cost.
That's pretty substantial. And what about cooling costs?
Well, both heating and cooling.
Okay. And so do you notice a measurable impact? I mean, do employ beyond the, we're looking at the kilowatts and seeing how many, you know, roll up. Do employees notice a measurable difference, or do they note any difference in this?
Well, we've really just installed it. We'll probably need to get a little bit more experience to get those precise measurements, but based on all of our preliminary calculations, we're expecting those types of results.
We're talking with Sam Palcrano. He's Vice President of Sustainability for the U.S. Postal Service, and I imagine that being in the middle of Manhattan or lower Manhattan, as the case might be, you didn't have a landscaping contractor before, but do you have to have one now to maintain the roof?
I believe our employees are going to probably do most of the maintenance up there.
That's nice.
Well, that's, yeah.
And so you the post office has some other energy initiatives, energy saving initiatives. I know that you have alternative fuel vehicles out there that are delivering mail. Can you talk about that and how that has affected your bottom line?
Yes, we have one of the largest alternative fuel fleets, civilian fuel fleets in the world, as a matter of fact. We have increased our alternative fuel fleet fuel use about 41%, and we have reduced our fuel use in the last couple of years overall by about 5%.
Now, what kind of fuel are you burning in those vehicles?
We test and utilize just about every type. We have ethanol, and we run vehicles that are both dual fuel, E85 and gasoline. We have CNG. We have natural gas. We have electric vehicles. In fact, in downtown Manhattan, we've been running 30 electric vans for about 6 years now.
I was wondering about the New York City fleet, because you can barely find a gas station in Manhattan, let alone an alternative fuel station. So you're using rechargeable types of vehicles on the island?
Yeah, right in downtown Manhattan.
Well, you know what? There is one energy-saving issue that has never been a problem for the the Postal Service, and that's using your feet. I often see the mail truck parked and the mail person, you know, walking from house to house delivering the mail, despite the heat or the weather. That's what they do. And so obviously they're very conscious about their own energy savings.
Well, you're absolutely right, Jane. There's actually 2 points here. One, we have about 10,000 of our routes are 100% walking routes. They don't use any vehicles whatsoever. And then another very large portion of our routes, as you say, they park the vehicle, and then they do what we call a loop. They deliver the mail in a loop around the neighborhood, come back to the vehicle, walk another loop, and then move the vehicle to the next location.
Yep, I see that all the time. And I always wonder, I always look at them in their big pouches and think, man, you must never have a problem losing weight because you've got to sweat most of that off just in your route every day.
Well, it certainly provides a healthier advantage.
And what about other energy initiatives? You want to tell us about some other programs the Postal Service is trying to put into place?
Yeah, we are in the process, and we're fairly well along. In our 500 largest facilities, we are in the process of conducting exhaustive energy audits. And where it makes business sense, we're making changes to lighting. We're changing HVAC systems. We're improving the energy envelope, the outside and exterior of the building, by replacing windows, etc. And we've been very successful in that regard. Using 2005 as our baseline, we've reduced our energy use by about 15%.
And do you have any more buildings that might be suitable for this green roof installation?
We're looking at that, but we are also looking at LEED certification. Our Denver post office recently was LEED certified, and we're building a post office up in Southampton, Long Island that also will end up being LEED certified.
And that's the leadership in environmental there's a council there called LEEDS, and it stands for environmental design are the last two words, I think.
Yes, environmental design. Thank you.
All right, so then you win the kudos there. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Sounds fascinating. And can that roof be visited by the public when they go buy stamps, maybe? Are you going to show it off a little bit?
Well, there'll certainly be a number of tours over the next several days, I'm certain.